The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Joey Hudson sitting in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday as we head into Memorial Weekend. Glad to have you along. Lots of ways to listen today and to watch. Be sure and check us out on the Salem News Channel, salemnewschannel.com, or just go to mikeonline.com, click on Watch Now. Of course, your comments are welcome on the MyPillow text line as well, 800-655-6453. You're welcome to chime in. You know, there was a lot of discussion after Ron DeSantis made his announcement this week, particularly on the Twitter side of things, when they had that glitch. And I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of Twitter. I've never completely understood Twitter. I'm on there. I read comments that people have made, but I've just never been one who's just really been enthusiastic about Twitter. I did try to listen to Ron DeSantis the other day, just out of curiosity, and I was one of the ones that was bumped. So I didn't get to hear firsthand the announcement. But a lot has been said about that. Now, Greg Gutfeld said that the glitch, that DeSantis' announcement is so him, that it was just that it was a glitch. And cut number two, Gutfeld didn't seem to be really that surprised that things didn't go so well. Cut number two.
It's an interesting comparison, though, when you think about it, because Trump's announcement was the escalator.
Right.
And he came down and then he said something that, like, just exploded. Like, you talked about they're not sending their best people or something like that. And this is just, this is so DeSantis. It's a glitch.
It's a glitch. Well, DeSantis is trying to, let's see, what was the term here in the article that I found? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign is hoping to make lemonade out of their stuttering launch Wednesday night and persuade Donald Trump supporters to put their MAGA hats and not guilty T-shirts in the back of the closet. So here's what the DeSantis campaign is doing. They announced yesterday that they're bringing out a line of shirts and coffee mugs and mouse pads and anything that they can print something on. And the theme is DeSantis breaks systems, because that's their story now, is that there were so many people who were interested in Ron DeSantis' announcement that they literally broke Twitter. That it wasn't necessarily a technical issue, but it was just there was such demand. So they're going to try to sell T-shirts, sell caps. T-shirts are on sale for $25. Mugs are available for $20. They're hoping to net a million plus in this first week selling this merchandise. And it's all part of Ron DeSantis' message that he's a fixer, that he can fix things. The twice elected governor, former congressman, still remains about 33 points behind Donald Trump. But he says that this is just the beginning. And he had an unusual message yesterday. And I want you to hear it, because I want your take on what Ron DeSantis meant when he said that he's going to, quote, aggressively look at granting former President Donald Trump, along with other victims of political targeting, a legal reprieve. He was on the Clay and Buck radio show in cut number one when he made the statement that he will gladly pardon Donald Trump on day one of his presidency. Cut number one.
I'm going to do on day one. I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive at issuing pardons. Now, some of these cases, some people may have a technical violation of the law, but if there are three other people who did the same thing, but just in a context like BLM, and they don't get prosecuted at all, that is uneven application of justice.
Is Ron DeSantis sincere, or is this sort of just a backhanded slap, if you will, at Donald Trump? Because we all know that Donald Trump is probably next year going to find himself in a courtroom, if not once, maybe multiple times. DeSantis said that the pardons would, quote, apply to any example of disfavored treatment based on politics or weaponization, including a whole bunch of cases that don't necessarily get the headlines. If people are being treated just because they don't get on TV or something differently, then they're being treated disfavorably, he said. They need to have a fair hearing as well. Now, I'm all in when it comes to the January 6th protesters, for example. A lot of those people still being held shouldn't be. There's others who have been charged in other protests that probably should not have been. I'm good with that. But do you think he was really sincere when he said he had pardoned Donald Trump? We'll see. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday edition of the Mike Gallagher Show.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Trump's announcement was the escalator, and then he said something that, like, just exploded. This is so DeSantis. It's a glitch.
President Trump never punches first, but if you decide to take him on, he will destroy you.
Horrible news. Horrible for Joe Biden. Two-thirds of all of the American people say that a Biden victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the United States. Those are some bad numbers.
And now, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, sitting in for Mike today, here's Joey Hudson.
Welcome in on this special edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. I am Joey Hudson. Mike, starting the Memorial Weekend a little early. We have a lot to talk about. I'm so happy to be with you. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453 is how you join today's conversation, and I hope you will. You can send me a quick note on the MyPillow text line, and, of course, your phone calls are welcome as well. Option one, we'll put you, Tracy will put you at the top of the list. We'll talk. Option two, you can just leave a quick message as well. So CNN delivered what is being described as horrible news to President Joe Biden, as the network's latest polling offered a very grim forecast on what 2024 looks like for Joe Biden. Now, we've seen some of these same polls over and over. When you have a large portion of your own party who doesn't have confidence that you can lead the country in the right direction, you're going to have a tough time. I don't understand exactly why Joe Biden is even going through the motions of running. Who do you think the force is that's pushing him in that direction? He obviously is not in good mental health. He has cognitive issues. The guy is an old man. And he's actually older than his age. And people age differently. So who do you think is really pushing Joe Biden to run and seeing the numbers as they are? The poll released yesterday shows that a whopping 66% of Americans view a Biden victory in the upcoming presidential election as a disaster or as a setback for our country. Even the CNN anchors were astounded as they were delivering their own poll. Jake Tapper, listen to his reaction as he's reading some of these numbers in cut number four.
And we're back with our 2024 lead. Horrible news. Horrible for Joe Biden in our new CNN poll. While the president leads his Democratic competitors by a huge margin, two-thirds of all of the American people surveyed, 66% of the public, say that a Biden victory would either be a setback or a disaster for the United States. Let's get straight to CNN political director David Chiang at the Magic Wall. David, let's start with the state of the Democratic primary right now.
Yeah, you noted Joe Biden's lead in this Democratic primary. He's at 60% among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents in this poll, Jake. Robert Kennedy Jr. is getting 20% support inside this primary right now against an incumbent president, Marianne Williamson. You may remember from last time around, she's running again this cycle at 8%, naming someone else. You can see inside the numbers where Biden's strength is and where a potential warning sign is. If you look just at those who identify as Democrats, that's a Biden strength. He's winning 67% of them. It's among those that are independents and they lean Democratic, so they're in this sample. But there, it's a much closer race, 40% of them for Biden, 32% for Kennedy. So Kennedy's support comes from not tried and true Democrats, but more leaners, Jake. And then take a look here. We asked, might your mind change? A slim majority, 55%, say they might change their mind. 45% say they're definitely going to support who they're with. I'll just note, Biden supporters are locked in. About 6 in 10 of them say they are committed to him and not going to change their mind. So it's the folks that are with Williamson or Kennedy who are probably more malleable in this race.
And David, when it comes to how voters see Joe Biden and another presidential term, I mean, those are some bad numbers.
Yes, those are some bad numbers. And they were kind of downplaying RFK's 20% and Marianne Williamson, who has, what is it, 8%, I believe. But I don't think you can downplay that. Think about that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just announced, what, 2-3 weeks ago? I don't know that he has spent any money yet. And he already has 20%. And when you have someone like Marianne Williamson, who has 8%, you've got this, what do you call her? Like, I mean, snake oil salesman kind of candidate. She's a spiritual guru and she has 8%. I mean, look at the Republican side and you have some of the candidates that are polling 1-3% at most. I mean, my own junior senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, who I admire a great deal. He's been a wonderful senator for the state of South Carolina, but polling wise, you know, so far about 3% or so. Now it's early. He just made his candidacy official on Monday. He's headed to Iowa and New Hampshire. He's spending a lot of money. Tim Scott is, he raises money easily. He raised a couple of million within the first 24 hours of his announcement. He's sitting on a war chest of about $20 million. He's going to spend about $6 million headed into Iowa and New Hampshire. We'll see how that plays out. In fact, you can participate in our Burt's Gold Survey of the Week. Go to MikeOnline.com. And the question is there a path for Senator Tim Scott in this presidential election? But when you have candidates like RFK and Marianne Williamson who are opposing an incumbent president, and RFK has 20%, I think that's as big about a news as the fact that 66% of Americans thinks it would be a disaster if Joe Biden is reelected. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Glad to have you on this special edition as we head into Memorial Weekend. What do you do for Memorial Day? Do you have some family tradition? I always like to remind people to remember what Memorial Day is all about. Yes, it's about fun, grilling out hamburgers, hot dogs, that type of thing, spending time with your family. Maybe you're headed to the lake or to the beach, but we also need to pause and just take a minute to think about those people who sacrificed their life so that you and I, every day, can come together and talk about the news and talk about the issues that we have, the freedoms that we have. Yes, those freedoms are challenged daily, particularly with this regime that we have in power right now. But still, remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's a very special weekend, and I hope that you'll pause and think about those people who sacrificed their life for our freedoms. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher today.
Watch the Mike Gallagher Show anywhere, anytime on the Salem News Channel app. Download it on your favorite device today and take Mike wherever you go. Stream anywhere on any device. The Mike Gallagher Show on TV, right in your pocket.
There's still a little love left, even so.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
My gosh, Mike Lindell has given us a wild offer. For a few years now, I've been telling you about the MyPillow absorbent towels. These are towels that actually work. Mike got tired of towels that look good, but they don't absorb the water. So he came up with the six-piece towel set, and the regular price is $99.98. And typically, you get a great offer, about 50% off with the promo code MikeG. Well, they're making room for new inventory over at MyPillow, and a wild price, towels that normally, a six-piece towel set, absorbent towels that are tremendous. They're smooth, they're soft, they're comfortable, and they absorb the water. Normally $100, $25. That's right. The six-piece MyPillow towel set for only $25 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And here's the trick. You got to go to the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square when you go to MyPillow.com. When you click on MyPillow.com, find the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square. Click on that box. Then you enter the promo code MikeG when you order the towels, when you order the MyPillow 2.0. You buy one, get one free. The smooth, soft, luxurious Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. So the key is to go to the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
35 minutes past the hour, Joey Hudson in for Mike Gallagher. You know, since Ron DeSantis made it official this week, no big surprise. We've all known for months and months now that he was going to run. But he is now an official presidential candidate. Interesting, too, that on the day that he announced his candidacy, he also signed into law in Florida a new law that allows him to remain as Florida's governor and run for president, whereas before you had to resign. He would not be able to do that. The Republican-controlled legislature in Florida passed the law. He signed it on the same day that he filed his official paperwork to become a presidential candidate. Of course, a lot of people are painting Ron DeSantis as an establishment Republican. That's sort of the term that is thrown around quite often. He has made the rounds on all the news shows over the past couple of days. Interesting appearance with Eric Bolling last night, and he brought that up. And his comment, which I thought was a fair argument, is that how many establishment Republicans do you see sending illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard? This is cut number 10.
Well, I can tell you this, Eric. I have not spoken to Paul Ryan since I've been governor. I've met Karl Rove once in my life. They are not involved in my political operation, so that's just manufactured garbage that people put out there online. So if people are telling you that, you know, I'd hope that they'll look at the facts rather than do that. You also look at my record. How many establishment Republicans would have sent illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard? How many establishment Republicans would have stood up against Disney? How many establishment Republicans would have signed the bill that I just signed to ban land purchases from people affiliated with the CCP in the state of Florida? We're now being sued by the ACLU for that. How many establishment Republicans would have leaned in to support our children against the pronoun Olympics? We banned the pronoun Olympics in our schools. We're the first state to do that. How many establishment Republicans would have banned gender transition surgeries for minors? We not only would take the doctor's medical license, we'll put the doctor in jail if they are mutilating minors. So on every issue that kind of the old guard of the Republican Party would have shied away from in a New York minute, I'm not only leaning into them, I'm winning against the media and against the left. You know, we say Florida's the place where woke goes to die because we've defeated the left on all these fronts. And my pledge, if I'm elected president after two terms, we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history.
On Newsmax with Eric Bolin. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Let's see what you have to say. We're going to start with Tony, who happens to be in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, I have a question for you, Joey, and I hear this on Charlie Kirk's show a lot, and I just want your feedback. He talks about the last election we had, we lost because of the harvesting ballots. Mm-hmm. Now, he said in order for us to win, we're going to have to play the game. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that statement? Because I do agree with that.
Yes. Tony, a lot of election laws have been changed. We used to have an election day. There was a day set aside. You took time from your day. You took a few minutes off work or whatever, and you went to vote. The only here in South Carolina, a lot of other states, you could vote absentee, but you had to have a good excuse. I mean, you had to literally tell them on the application why you could not be present on election day. That has evolved over the years, and especially during COVID, till we have like an election month. I mean, what we saw happen during COVID was literally criminal in some cases. And I'm not talking about, I'm not going to get involved in machines and all that kind of things, but literally in some states where they broke their own laws when it related to absentee ballot or early voting. They extended those early voting deadlines when they really didn't have the authority to do so. Now, a lot of the states have tightened those laws up. And I agree, Tony. If the law says that you can have 10 days or 2 weeks of early voting, then we've got to plan on doing early voting. We've got to take advantage of that. And the rather than saying, well, it's not fair or we shouldn't do it or that's not how we've always done it, we got to do it, Tony, if we're going to win.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, because that's why every time I hear him say that, I mean, I applaud the guy because
yeah,
we have to. I mean,
yes, you know, the Democrats are going to do that. The Democrats are going to take advantage of that. And so, yes, we have to take advantage of every legal opportunity that we have to cast votes. Again, I say legal because I'm not encouraging anyone to break the law. But if your state has 2 weeks of early voting, then take advantage of it. Start encouraging people to go vote early.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
Yep. Anyway. Appreciate your phone call, Tony. I hope we'll see you at our Patriots event coming up. Mike Gallagher and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. If you're listening in the upstate of South Carolina today or Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia, we have a great event featuring Mike Gallagher and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. June the 9th in downtown Greer. So I'm going to put in a little plug there because we'd love for you to join us for our Patriots in America 2023 featuring Mike Gallagher and Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Steve is in Venice Beach, California. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Joey. Yeah, I heard you talking about the schools and the weird agendas being promoted.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Nobody's saying what's obvious to me. It is our foreign enemies infiltrating us, and the public is pretty much asleep at the switch as these takeover artists are transitioning with our CIA and FBI, the deep state, intel with all of them. But what I'd like to know is this. Why does America run away at the very mention of evidence regarding John Lennon's murder?
What do you mean? I'm not following your conversation there.
Well, there's a website, LennonMurderTruth.com.
Yeah.
It exposes the codes in Time and Newsweek that documented what happened and the killer's face before the murder and everything. And now that Nixon and Reagan and Stephen King are found guilty, we're all running away from the evidence.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where he was headed with that. Look, there's always theories on everything. I read just the other day, I was actually kind of surprised to hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. questioning the assassination of his uncle and of his dad, saying that he's not quite sure that the Department of Justice got that right. We'll see. Newt Gingrich wrote a great editorial, opinion piece, I guess it was yesterday, titled "The Scandal That's Hit America and Will Be Bigger Than Watergate." He says, the current reports of executive branch illegality make Watergate look like kindergarten mischief. It's clear from the Durham report, speaking of following the evidence, the Democrats have certainly ignored the evidence there. The Durham report and the work of the House Republicans' hearings at the current scandals in the Biden White House and senior bureaucracies at the Justice Department, the IRS, and elsewhere are much deeper and more cancerous than Watergate ever was. It may be hard to remember, but Watergate came about due to a weird, dumb, and fairly narrow set of criminal behaviors which mushroomed into 69 officials being indicted and 48 imprisoned. Gingrich writes, I remember Watergate vividly because I first ran for Congress in 1974 during the Watergate scandal. President Richard Nixon had won the largest popular vote majority in modern history in 1972. He won every state and territory except Massachusetts and the District of Columbia. 2 short years later, he became the first president to resign from office. That's certainly how quickly things can change. Gingrich writes, in an idiotic move, the Nixon presidential campaign sent 5 men to burglarize the Democrat National Committee, their headquarters in the Watergate Hotel, thus Watergate. Aside from being a crime, it was idiotic because Nixon was clearly going to win in a landslide. They did not need any information, but the Nixon reelect campaign had so much money, had hired so many people, and had become so drunk with power, does that sound familiar? that it lost control of what it was doing. The real problem came when President Nixon and his team intervened to try to control the investigation. Ultimately, the president used the CIA, the FBI, and the IRS to try to divert and cover up the involvement of the campaign with the Watergate burglars. Again, does that sound familiar? Using the CIA, using the FBI, using the IRS. Gingrich goes on to write, John Mitchell became the first attorney general to be sent to jail. He was found guilty of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and perjury. He was ultimately sentenced to 19 months in a federal minimum security prison in Montgomery, Alabama. Mitchell is an extremely important parallel to the current disaster because Attorney General Merrick Garland seems to be doing a lot more obstructing of justice than Mitchell ever dreamed of doing. Garland's Justice Department reportedly instructed the IRS to disband the unit investigating Hunter Biden's taxes. He has used the FBI to harass former President Donald Trump and a wide range of Republicans, and he's turned a blind eye to every report of foreign money going to the Biden family. $3 million in one Chinese transaction, a diamond sent to Hunter Biden, millions of dollars sent by the widow of the mayor of Moscow, etc., etc. Garland's also done nothing with the clear reference to the big guy in various Hunter Biden emails. He's ignored the testimony of Hunter Biden associates that Joe Biden was actively supporting them as vice president. The list goes on. And Newt Gingrich is right, isn't he? I mean, if you are a student of what happened in Watergate, and I think I've read every book that's ever been written about Richard Nixon and Watergate, it was like kindergarten play compared to what we are witnessing right now, today, by the Joe Biden Department of Justice. 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday edition, headed into Memorial Weekend on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Follow Mike on Twitter at Radio Talker Mike.
Lay out me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
And I think Biden understands he doesn't need to do press conferences or work with the media publicly because they're basically carrying his water at all times. We have a corrupt media regime that silences effective conservative voices and thoughts and also runs Democrat messaging. He ran for president without being on the campaign trail. He certainly doesn't need to be doing anything now. They will take care of his messaging. They will lie on his behalf.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Well, actually, it's Joey Hudson in for Mike. Glad to have you on this Friday. Portions of today's show brought to you by Leadership Institute. We conservatives have been talking about for forever now the left's indoctrination of children in our public schools, the anti-American curriculum, critical race theory, gender and sex ideology, all have been imposed on our children without our consent. I played clips. You've heard Mike talking about outraged parents who have ignored or been belittled by local school boards. And our nation's attorney general describes dissenting parents as terrorists. Finally, there's a solution to this problem. The great folks at the Leadership Institute, they have a plan to take back America's schools, one that will put us, we the people, back in charge. They've creating strong conservative leaders for decades. And their goal is to create an army of 10,000, you heard me right, 10,000 moms and dads to take back America's school boards one seat at a time, and you can help. The cost to train one candidate to run and win is $150. So please go to TakeBackOurSchools.com, TakeBackOurSchools.com to support this very important mission. It's the best investment in America's children you'll ever make and the best way to save our schools from the radical left. Go to TakeBackOurSchools.com. Do that today. Let's go back to the phones. Fred is in New Jersey, looks like. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Joey. I actually grew up a few years in Taylor, South Carolina, and had the privilege to hear Ronald Reagan speak at Greenville Tech back in 1984.
Oh, wow. Now, Fred, I was there. I was at that same speech. I sure was. I was real involved in local Republican politics at the time, and I remember that. And we also we had a birthday party for Ronald Reagan. You remember the old Vince Perrone's? We had a birthday party for Reagan at Vince Perrone's.
Oh wow! Okay, no, I was very young. I was only like 13. So
yes. What's on your mind today, Fred?
So on my mind is, I believe Ron DeSantis to be the man to do it. I believe that he's articulate enough. He comes without the baggage that Mr. Trump does. While I love Mr. Trump's policies, I believe with his bluster and, you know, for independent voters, he's like a third rail for some people. So I believe that we should go back to a gentleman who can articulate like Ronald Reagan did, which was the time for choosing speech. And that's before my time, before I was born. Yeah. But it kind of informed me about my conservative beliefs. That speech was amazing. And that speech is needed today. It's definitely a time for choosing for if we want to go down the dark path of socialism or if we want a free society where capitalism and everybody can thrive and grow.
Yeah. Good point, Fred. You know, we can always learn by going back. And look, they're posted all on YouTube and in various platforms and listen to some of the more memorable speeches that Ronald Reagan gave, and we can learn from those because they still apply today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, appreciate your phone call. Have a great Memorial weekend. Phoenix, Arizona. Pat, welcome, Pat. You're on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Good morning. My thoughts when Ron DeSantis was first, the teasers were out that he may go up against Trump, my thoughts were, he doesn't financially, personally have the money to fight the left, and they will come after him just like they did Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have the money, which tells me he's either going to be destroyed or he's going to be bought. And when they start doing the hullabaloo about all the money he's raised, most of the donations for Trump came from people like me. You know, the $5, the $25, the $100, they didn't come from big corporations because he didn't have to take them and bend to them. When I hear that DeSantis has gotten all this money all of a sudden, tells me some big corporations have thrown some money in. So he's obligated to somebody.
Well, you're correct, Pat, from the standpoint that there were a lot of they're referred to as bundlers. In the political world, people, millionaires who go to their rich friends who can write a check for $100,000. And so there was a lot of that taking place this week. Literally, they could not legally contribute to Ron DeSantis' campaign until he filed the paperwork and officially declared. So you had this bottleneck of people who were waiting to literally write that check. And that's what we saw happen this week. And that's why Ron DeSantis raised just over $8 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign. Now, the real test, Pat, is to see if that continues. And you're right. Donald Trump has broken all records when it comes to fundraising from people, from the sheer numbers of American citizens who have written a $5, a $10, a $50 check. And that equates to votes, Pat. Those are good, hardworking Americans who are supporting the man they want to be president.
Well, it just, you know, Trump, DeSantis is a good man, but I don't think it's his time. I think he needs to let Trump clean up and leave him something that he can deal with, because I just don't think DeSantis is going to be able to hang in there. They will destroy his family. They will destroy him, or he will become a rhino.
Yeah, it's probably would scare you, scare any of us, to know just how much money Donald Trump has had to spend to defend himself. You're right on that part, Pat. Hey, and look, I agree with my friend Mike Gallagher, who talks with you every day here and says, what about Trump and DeSantis? Is that not the dream team? Do you believe that there's a place on a Trump ticket for Ron DeSantis? Or do you think that egos would get in the way here, and rather than doing what is probably the best thing to do to beat the Democrats next year, egos get in the way and it doesn't happen? I don't know. What do you think the odds of a Trump-DeSantis ticket are? 800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-6453. Back to the phones. Jeff is in Allen, Texas. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I wanted to speak about the deficit and the debt ceiling. We, the government of the United States, spends 33% of its money on social programs, and that does not include Social Security.
Or Medicare.
We have lots of money out there. Or Medicare, it's Medicaid, it's food stamps, housing for lots of people. We have lots of people that do not want to work.
Yeah.
We got to get them off their butts.
Yeah.
That's how
well,
we fix this.
And you know, Jeff, my senator from South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott, he has quite the story. He grew up in a very impoverished area, single family household. He had it tough, but he was able to work hard, go to school, get a good job, and he's a United States senator now running for president. And his whole point is, okay, there are programs out there that are used as a safety net, but if you're going to get a check from the government every month, you're going to work for it. You're going to do something. You're going to contribute to society. You're not going to just collect the check and do nothing for the rest of the month. I think that's where we have to go.
Yeah, I agree with that. And part of the problem is I totally agree with we need to help people. And the safety net's one
right.
thing.
Right, yes.
But you can't stay on the safety net for decades.
Right.
You know, you can't have your children and their children and their children, everybody on the safety net. That's not the way it works.
No.
And
no,
if you can get these people to get a job, that solves part of the immigration issue because there won't be any jobs.
Yeah,
for them to come
that's
back.
True. And the illegals won't want to come to the good old U.S. of A. if there's not any jobs here waiting on them. Josh is in Illinois. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, how are you? I just
I was just going to say I'm wonderful and hope you are.
Yes, yes. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you.
Yes, I just wanted to say I still think Trump is the number one candidate. And DeSantis, I don't think he stands a chance. Maybe Trump and DeSantis as a ticket, but Trump all the way for me.
Yeah.
He still has work to be finished. He's the first president in 50 years that didn't start a war. The black unemployment rate was at a 50-year low when he was president. And
there's a whole list of accomplishments, Josh. I love to share those. Eric, I think we still have them up on the MyPillow text line, right? Trump, just text the keyword Trump to 800-655-6453. Trump, and I'll send you a quick link that will show you a list of many of the accomplishments of Donald Trump. Now, Josh made a good point too. As far as whether or not DeSantis really has a chance, right now, if you look at the polls, and as soon as literally the evening that DeSantis announced, the Trump campaign sent out a summary of various polls. And let me share some of that with you. For example, in Iowa, the early state where Iowa, they'll caucus, an Emerson College poll conducted May 19th through the 22nd found that Donald Trump has 62% support among Iowans compared to 20% for Ron DeSantis, 5% for my former governor from South Carolina, Nikki Haley, and then my Senator Tim Scott, 3%. So Trump has a 42% lead over Ron DeSantis. Now, maybe that changes that DeSantis is official now, that he's an official candidate. I don't know. I don't know what just declaring your candidacy has to do or would how that would improve your numbers. Same thing in New Hampshire. Right now, Donald Trump has 39% of the vote in New Hampshire as compared to 18% to Ron DeSantis. It's going to be a tall hill to climb. Of course, Ron DeSantis says he's up for it. He's ready to go to fight for the votes that he knows he's going to have. 800-655-6453. Hope you'll join the conversation. You can send me a quick note on the MyPillow text line. Your phone calls are welcome. Option one, Tracy will queue you up. We'll talk. Option two, leave a quick message. I'm Joey Hudson, in for Mike Gallagher on this Friday edition of The Mike Gallagher Show.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on Salem News Channel. Stream anytime on any device. Find us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Google TV, Apple TV, and more. Or just go to SalemNewsChannel.com. The Mike Gallagher Show, now on TV.
Well, it's precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. It goes running through the soul like the story's told of old. Old man, he and his dog.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.